North Adams, Massachusetts City Council President Keith Bona will enter his 10th term with a successful re-election bid Tuesday. He'll return to the chambers alongside five other incumbents, two former councilors, and one newcomer in an election that only saw about a quarter of the city's registered voters go to the polls. Bona spoke to WAMC about the council's makeup heading into 2020, its relationship with Mayor Tom Bernard as he enters his second term, and what big-ticket items are on the horizon.
I think it's going to be, very similar to the past couple years. I think we have councilors that are familiar with what's going on. And, even of the three new seats that got filled, two of them were former city councilors. So shows me that the people were comfortable with, the direction the city's going and who's been running it. That while, some people might say that's not really a progressive change, I think we have counselors on there right now that are always looking at different ways of improving the city. So while, we didn't get a full new board of counselors, I wouldn't say that doesn't mean the council isn't a progressive group.
So with that in mind, what kind of issues will the council be taking on next year?
We got the mayor going into his second term, which, when you think about it, for most cities, that would only be half a term because most cities are 4 years and we're into 2 years. But I think you're going to see some counselors that came on last term be more comfortable, be more vocal, bringing out their concerns. At the same time, the mayor, his learning curve, should be passed now and he should be settled in. And, it's still a strong administration under, the way our charter and city government runs. But you may see some counselors, pushing things further more with the mayor, and you also may see the mayor bringing some new stuff in. I don't know if there's not really a whole lot that I can foresee that's going to be some big items. But, again, there's always room to improve. And, the budget's still a challenge. I mean, while we're not in the hole we were 10 years ago, we're not comfortable either.
When I think about 2020, I'm thinking about some big ticket items like, police department improvements, public safety infrastructure, the Mohawk Theater RFP. When are we going to see some action on those?
Unfortunately, that a lot of that falls within the administration and the council's hands are tied. We approved putting out the RFP, and beyond that, we can't force it, and that's up to the administration now to, figure out when they're going to do that. I don't really have a good answer why that's being held up at this point. The police department, that's a big ticket item. We just finished putting a new roof on the old one, but we do need a new facility, and that comes down to finding either land or expanding off of buildings we have. And again, that really falls within the administration to take the initiative on that. It will come to us at some point to either buy or purchase or do what we need to do to make it happen. But, much of that falls on the administration.
Now, with the new counselors coming in, what is the apparatus in place to get them ready and set to go and work with the rest of the council and learn how it operates?
Well, we only have really one new counselor, Jessica Sweeney. Fortunately, she's familiar with working with other boards. She's been very active with the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition. She was a director and founder of the Roots Teen Center. And, she's been very involved, actually a founder of the Common Folks. So she's already familiar with working with groups, how meetings should run. She may not find, the city council meetings as exciting. But as for that, all the other counselors have served, multiple years. So I don't think there's going to be much learning curve for them.
Looking over this year's election, I'm interested in a couple issues. One, what do you think the big conversation was among voters when looking at this new slate of, as we talked about, a lot of veterans coming to the council? And two, as far as turnout, it seemed like a somewhat anemic showing. What were your observations about those two issues?
Well, we didn't have a really contentious mayor's race, and that always brings them out. I mean, when you look back in 2009, when Alkenbright ran against Barrett, we had almost 70%. We had about 25% in this election. It was sort of predicted that it was going to be low just because there wasn't much out there for forums, debates, media coverage. And as for the council, same thing. There was no hot ticket items where people were out there fighting that we need this versus that. I think that alone just didn't create as much excitement for people to want to get out and vote. And we weren't on, the ballot with any state or federal. It was strictly just local, and that also will boost elections. So, if you're on next election, you know, if we happen to be falling when there was some state or federal stuff, people will come out and vote for that and also the local.